Leftists cope with Mueller report bust with hope of New York investigations. By Charlie Spiring on March 22, 2019. Leftist thought leaders urge supporters not to lose hope after the Mueller report ended Friday with no new indictments against President Donald Trump and his family. Their new hope after the Mueller report? The United States District Court of the Southern District of New York. People, and by people, I mean Democrats, do not lose your damn minds when the Mueller report conclusions do not lead to your desired frog march outcome for President Trump, wrote Washington Post and MSNBC contributor Jonathan Capehart. Keep your eyes on SDNY. That is all. Whatever is in the Mueller report, it ain't over till the Sovereign District of New York sings, wrote Brian Fallon, a former advisor to failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Bottom line, Mueller investigation led to 30-plus indictments and other SDNY investigations, wrote Jesse Ferguson, another advisor to Hillary Clinton. Senator Richard Denong Dick Blumenthal also referenced the SDNY in an appearance on MSNBC. I think there's a strong possibility of additional indictments, including the president's family, he said optimistically, declaring that there's a high likelihood that there are indictments in this president's future. One resistance news site urged opponents of Trump to turn off the news. There are obviously more indictments coming. They'll just come from places like SDNY as opposed to Mueller, which we've explained all along, the Palmer Report wrote, addressing his trolls. Turn off your television, and stop posting inaccurate no more indictments responses in my timeline. You're 100% wrong.